here. Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flow.
It starts like so.
Like so. Hello, and welcome back to Fajelt and Flow, part of the Elephas Hour podcast. I'm Fajelt, Focated.
And I'm Flo, real human.
And we're back here in our recording studio.
For good.
And bad, I suppose. Keep a balance. Are you okay? I find water's the best relief on off segments instead of, say, coffee.
If you wanted to discuss beverages and remedies, they'd be on the list, wouldn't they?
Never stopped us, since the one episode we created them.
No, it hasn't, Fajelt. No, it hasn't. But I think it's my list we're doing this time.
I thought we had both of those lists, though.
That was sharing. I was just planning on reading the news, before we ended up investigating the news further than I thought.
That was fun. You got us out meeting the people on the streets, in real life.
How many people enjoyed that? Just a question, do we know?
Well, we do have a mailbox, so Splooyans can mail us. But we seem to have a problem in postal appointments. It's late, I mean.
You sound sad.
I am. I like the mail. I like that kind of connection most of all. It's words that someone needs to say, but they take it to paper and wrap it up, send it off. Not to mention they pay for it. That single package thing that they make the effort to send to you.
Even if it's just a form you have to sign out?
Well, sometimes it isn't.
Well, whatever you get, I wish I got.
I wouldn't do that to you. It's not that interesting, you know. And every so often a letter from someone I know.
Sounds like the nice kind of mail.
Sure. And it comes before the show. It's disconcerting today.
You know what else is disconcerting, Fajelt?
A water mystery. We were discussing the foreign objects turning up in the main water supply. Why, it was your new segment.
Yes. Nothing's really been cleared up since then, it looks like. I mean, there's not any new reports.
So, nobody noticed our investigation?
Not nobody.
Then how are we going to figure out what the issue with the tank was about?
Maybe it was just an old project from back in the day. Everyone was still looking for a place to put Sploo, and they thought underneath Virginia would be a good place, and built a water system.
A whole system? Right next to the sewage pond we saw?
Well, it's not completely connected, right? The pool's probably new, too.
So what happened? What's the history? What happened?
You didn't finish.
No, it's just when a certain word comes up nowadays, you get...
pushback?
Something else. What's the story, I mean?
No, that's worse. We talked about that. Stories would mean that it's not true.
We don't know it's not. All we know is that there was at least one water tank up above, with a plaque that the human founder and probably someone else from Sploo made for Sploo. A manhole cover that could have been made by anyone.
We climbed out of it, though, from here. Sploo connects to it.
But they couldn't have had evolving ladders then, right?
I don't know. Someone probably does. Anyway, all I'll say is this all seems very real. I'm not qualifying it as a story. You?
You have one new message.
Huh? That's on?
Oh, for crying out loud, it's history! The word is history, Fajelt. This is Salvia Morse here, the historian. And if this is the only way I can get on the show, fine. History is everywhere, and it all starts from a few seconds before. By the way, the first evolving ladder was manufactured in 1981, the plants designed a year earlier.
Oh. I was supposed to invite him, wasn't I?
Don't feel pressured. But was there anything up there that you recognized?
That I recognized?
I meant as someone who spent, you know, some time up above.
I didn't live in Virginia.
But you knew a little bit about the Gloucester family, one of the few above Sploo, right?
A little. It's probably changed a little, but now the more we talk about them...
It's a hard subject?
I don't remember a lot from there.
Hmm.
I was younger then. All I had was a relative who tried to tell us about Sploo and Lowry.
You have 2 new messages.
If you study English history, Shakespeare, or actually pay attention in your high school history class, Gloucester might be a familiar name. In Massachusetts, it's a town. In England, it's a city and added to titles. But for your purposes, the Gloucesters were the main family to help build Sploo and Lowry, with Richard Gloucester being one of the brain children and his own Judas, with, it seems, a few of his ideas. Gloucester's a loaded and infinitely interesting name if you go back. Will you?
How much space does this thing have?
So does this mean the water tank was one of his ideas?
Could be, but he couldn't have intended it to be faulty.
A good explanation would be nobody was paying attention to the upkeep all those years. Who gave up first, though?
There's all sorts of neat little questions to make. But our thing was reading lists, wasn't it? I didn't write this on.
You have 3 new messages.
Look, I'm cashing out on my visit down there. These are all too many questions for you to not want to find the answers. And out of the goodness of my heart, I'll save you from too many letters. Also, there's an official number of patents Rich Gloucester had down here. Already on my way, Fagelt.
So...
He said the word anyway. We're doomed.
Well, for those of you just joining in, it seems as though we will be joined by a guest today. He... Is that a motorbike? What is it?
Walking would be too easy.
Sounds like you, though. What's the story with you two?
Story? Well, we were both in line. We both were in line at the White House, presenting the...
History. I meant history.
Where's your recording light?
Feel free.
It's open. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our impromptu guest, Salvia Morse.
Why did I hear a studio audience in my head? What podcast have you been listening to? I listen when I'm on the road. Though the radio still exists. Has existed, as we know, since 1900. With actual commercial broadcasts in 1920, but... Unless that's got anything to do with your problem.
It might. Do you have any insights?
Concerning Sploo's past and its connection to our water system. That is a first. But if you want to find out why we are where we are today, you've got to deduce where the reason is in the past. Try not to complicate things too much. I can't promise that for myself or truth, Fagelt. This is a window to who we are, what we did, and the only way to find out the why. You forgot to mention there's going to be a lot of guessing. We'll see. First, though... Do you want me to help you find the answers, or do you want me to find out by myself? My goodness, you don't know.
What's the second part about?
It means I'll have to go immediately.
Well, you just got here. Can't do that to us. I guess we'll help you out. The first one.
Then follow me. Revert to travel, which gives me hope.
One day we'll find someone who wants to stay in the studio. But I can settle for staying in Sploo.
Again, we'll see. Pick a sidecar. I steer the motorbike. I was going to rent it inside, but no one's ever turned down a free parking spot.
Where is it you're intending to go?
To my reference library. Fagelt, come on. I see you in there. I'll just be near waiting on you.
I'm calling for a break. Then. Until this is figured out. Until we're back, here's Enterprise Ecological. That's loud.
Fagelt and Flo will return after this. A haven for species all over the world. An education for those curious to learn more. And a legacy no one knew.
requires people who keep it on balance, or at least try. Our team goes behind the scenes to discover the business behind the beasts. This is a special presentation of Enterprise Zoological. For the employees at Shivano Zoo, the challenge to maintain a strong link between themselves is crucial to keep luck to progress in their working day.
Drop the dish.
Okay, what is it again?
Big spill at the gift shop. If you could head over here, over.
On my way, over.
But as they take care of house together, they can't forget two other essential complications. The denizens and visitors. All three have to work in unison to make for a good experience. A little more for one.
Does anyone have a guess where you'd find the great horned owl? We know it's from North America, but where do you think this bird of prey likes to hide? He usually goes for food on the ground, but he can fly. So he probably won't stay on the ground, but... up in the trees, sure. Good place for shelter. Or sometimes they might take another bird's nest. You've got to pick it and nab a place while you can in the wild. Even if it's in your backyard. So, I'm going to take Dwayne back now. Be sure to check out some of our other avian fellas. Predators and prey for Dwayne. Except...
Wait, no.
What? Right, Dwayne doesn't really have any serious predators. He's the apex predator. Okay. Bye. Good job, Dwayne. We're gonna... Oh. Here's Chicklin.
Hey, how's Dwayne? Still up for another visit?
Maybe a nap. I didn't know you were bringing his little cart around.
Nothing's above or below a curator. Don't quote me on that. I brought it since I'd be the one doing the show at the kid's birthday party.
Sorry.
I've held a few birds of prey in my time. 4 promos of picks, and that's pretty much what this'll be. No flying demonstrations. Let's, open this.
Why, Dwayne?
Special request from the Caruth family. Membership on a building right outside the gates. They asked for him as an interactive.
Dwayne is not interactive.
I understand that.
You don't want me to be there?
I can handle Dwayne. I've got food, a perch, my hand, but there's a glove. We'll zip in and out.
Be good, Dwayne.
Let's go, Dwayne.
It's an inside joke, by the way. Any animal that's wild is gonna do what it wants, so it's fairly stupid telling them off. Should I follow? 2's a crowd for an owl. And he's gonna be with at least... I don't know. I haven't been to the picnic area. Do you know how many it seats? Let's go find a map.
Connecting with visitors can be a deceptively hard task. And as acting manager Teddy Balt can tell you, keeping a visit at its best requires assistance from both sides.
It's true, we have to look out for the animal's safety and the visitors at the same time. Obviously, we have a variety of signs telling them what to do, what not to do, so everyone can have a good time. But, you know... Shoot. You remember It's My Zoo with Nick Campbellton? I can pull up some episodes in my office when we're done here. But you never saw any signs at his zoo saying, be quiet, or don't lean, don't touch, or... I don't know, no smoking. You know why? Because he never had to. He just compelled everybody. Everybody was a saint on the show. So why don't they act like it here, I'm wondering? I am talking about old people. They're like number 6 on the list of people we have to watch out for. Zoo visitors have a tendency to misbehave, even if they don't know it.
We're in the security room. They're out on patrol. Good. Doing the work. But you never saw those guys on the show either.
I've talked to management. This is Keeper Bonnet.
Ooh. Wait, this could be bad.
Manager to Hofstock, what do you got?
Something that looks like a situation, or maybe not. I'm inside the giraffe house, and we've reached the maximum capacity in here.
What do you mean, are all the giraffes outside?
No, they were outside and there was a little crowd just on the side watching them. And they were doing what they were usually doing, going up to the browser, keeping the loose herd, like often. Gregory stood down because he didn't want to get necked by Jonas, which makes sense because male giraffes...
Are you muffled or something? I can't hear you.
Yeah. Anyway, they were in a loose herd, which was normal. Then all of a sudden, they kicked up to 3.
Kicked it up?
Ran the whole length of the enclosure.
Oh, cool.
3 miles per hour is cool.
Aw.
Anyway, the giraffes had their run and stopped being excited. But now everyone else is excited, and all the visitors decided to cram in the giraffe house, and I'm pretty sure we're at capacity, and I don't know what to do.
Well, let me take a look here on the cameras. You're right. Look like a sardine in there, jeez.
It's just very echoey in here, and we've got at least a couple of giraffes in the front pen that I can see, and I don't want to stress them out.
Tell the people, then.
Again, it's very loud. It's very echoey in here. I can't move. What should I do?
You see? You see what happens with visitors? An animal does something they deem cool, and they forget all the rules. Punks.
Sir? Sir?
1 second. It's times like this when I ask myself, what would Nick Hamilton do? Probably just film outside. Get off a railing. This isn't a tailgate, you can't just stay in there all day. Huh.
Would you make sure the doors were closed when the crew came?
The birds have pins, but you know they could still escape if you left the door open.
Problems with walkthrough apiaries.
Wait, if it was a regular exhibit, it'd be up to us to be responsible.
It still is.
Right, right. But then... I trust us.
Thank you.
This aviary's home to some of our wading birds, like the sun bittern from South America. It's got mottled plumage on the wings that it uses to camouflage itself, but it can flash predators with the eye-like plumage underneath the wings. Very thin, long neck, and beak.
Now, you know what camouflage is, right? Seems like we have to explain it every time visitors come over.
Oh, yeah. Even if it's... chicken.
We do chickens.
Curator to aviary. Curator to aviary, crap.
I hear a voice.
And it's not a trumpeter. Aviary to curator, keeper Valor.
Valor? I'd like some owl details, please.
Details?
Owl facts. Deep owl facts.
You didn't memorize anything up there?
I have the basics, yes. I'm not stupid. There are people who appear to need more.
Is this a surprise party, or did you...
Shh.
That's York, if you were wondering.
Hi.
Alright, listen. The birthday boy is very much convinced that he would like an owl for his birthday.
Oh, how cute. Did he make a wish? Say a wish after the candles?
Won't come true, then.
What is a wish, really?
No, he didn't.
They've got sunbittern plushies. Give him one of those.
They have those at the gift shop, right? The stuffed animals.
No,
that...
he wants a real live owl. He wants Dwayne.
Okay.
So if you gave me some information to convince him otherwise...
We trust you, Jekyllin. You're not gonna just hand him over, right?
No, what do you think I am?
Not very good at pranks, I'd say.
Guys.
Don't need a magnifying glass to see through that.
No.
Guys!
Is it going? So, I don't know if I've made the impression yet, but I believe a zoo manager ought to be spontaneous, particularly in the education field. And I am giving a demo of that right now. Take notes, kiddies. That's how they do it, right? Yeah. Let's see if they noticed. It's the screen, right?
Of stock to management? Requesting confirmation that, did security lock the doors in the giraffe house?
Confirmed. Security did.
Is there a reason why?
Come on. Isn't it obvious? It's a teaching session. The class is already here. If they're not going to listen to us in any recommended way, why not change it up?
By locking everyone in the giraffe house? boat they were in.
Well, they were going to figure it out anyway.
I'm in here too, sir.
Yeah, well, don't tell them any more than I've said. This is a learning process, remember?
For how long?
Break's over. Out.
That wasn't...
Look at them. All together. Babies to 95. Sometimes you make a statement with a switch. If nothing else, we could get that funding for the building revamp.
There you go. The McGanns is hungry.
You did mention where Dwayne might like to hide.
Yes, can we hurry? They're looking.
Sure. Well, Dwayne can see just as well in daylight as he can at night. The size of the eyes gives him all the light they can get. So if the kid thinks he'll just sleep in the house all day, he should come here more often.
Sounds like a practical.
Can just one of you talk?
That's not democracy.
About owls.
Dwayne would be active at night, hunting and protecting his hunting range. He knows about hooting, right?
Been doing it since he saw Dwayne.
Imagine it going on in a variety of times at night. More at mating season. Just say mating and maybe you can leave.
I want to see him again.
I want to see him again. Hello?
Don't worry. If it's a prank, we'll call back.
I'm not sure he even knows how to do one right.
Where is he supposedly? The picnic area?
That's where he said.
Let's surprise him. Keep the walkie-talkies going until we find him.
Yes. But if it's a prank, he could be lying about that. He could be anywhere. The orangs, the giraffes.
Unless you go to feed them, does anyone go to the giraffes?
Hey. Quit tapping on the glass doors. Tapping doesn't... Learn something! Oh. There's Bonnet. I guess he's trying to climb into the holding area. He's one of the keepers. He'd know how to get out. Don't know why he's so worried. I mean, the real problem would be if someone else tried to do this. Hey! Hey, come here. You think you can get one of your cameras over there?
Did management send you? Hold on. Hi. Just didn't want to spook the giraffes. Are you here to help with the problem in there? Or are you just filming for effects? Yeah, I'm down here. The platform has to be a little higher than your bull giraffe, 17 feet or so. The calves could be 6.5 feet. Got any 6.5ers on the crew? I'm asking because there might be an emergency button you can use in front of the main doors. If not, I guess we'll try and figure out how to get out of here.
And the outside talon's opposable, so he can switch from perching to hunting poses. He can do this like a parrot, but he isn't one. Does that make sense?
You never ask how owls are like parrots. I feel like there's a study to be done.
Oh, definitely. Hello? Jekyllin?
Trick is up. Like a tawny frog mouth has to go open-mouthed if someone breaks his concentration.
Camouflage.
Don't start. We're at the tables, right? We're off. Rough the molded path.
The sidewalk changes on the map, too, so I think it's time to break this out. Always keep a leather glove. Your perch handy.
Mm-hmm. But you're sure Dwayne left the cage, right?
Thought we decided it was a prank.
I think you pulled it into debate.
No, we decided. That's why we walked all the way here. I don't even remember what we said. You said prank him back.
I said catch him. Well, that's wrong.
Okay, catch. What?
Well, that's wrong.
Is... We're on camera.
No.
Shoot. Well, it's not just a 4-pound weight. Dwayne? Mm-hmm. What do you got in your talons there?
He didn't fly so far. Anybody see the rest of that hat?
You don't use hats for pranks.
What?
There was a hat in his talons. Did you tell him he can crush 65 to 75 pounds per square inch in his palm?
He thought it was pranking
him. And 200 to 500 pounds in his talons.
The heck is my hat?
Well, good to talking. I trust you for it.
You have stalked a curator? Somebody?
You locked a group of visitors inside the giraffe house from our security room.
Yes?
What were you trying to accomplish?
I think I established a connection.
One.
Educated them, too. And someone was entertained.
Well, the good news is, it's Teacher Appreciation Day. Got some people I want you to meet. Come on.
No, I'm actually kind of... Come on. Is it, I don't think,
these people, come on. It can be a difficult effort, but lifelong connections are important. In an Enterprise Zoological. Thank you.
Ah, we're back. Vigilant.
It's a power horse of a racer, I'll admit. One of the prototypes based off the first models before Sploo decided to focus on other types of transport. Originally, they were going to attempt to build in a few ranges for races, but decided it'd be too much attention-wise.
What?
Ah! Open garage. There. The first room I built is my reference library.
It doubles as a garage?
This part, yes. It continues on in the house. But I keep some materials out here for a quick grab-and-go session. Vigilant's been here. Remember? Vigilant. Vigilant! Unplug your ears, boy. Right stopped.
Here again.
Don't worry, it's not a research paper we're concerned with this time. Running up one, that is. But research will be needed if we're going to find the answers. We'll need, for starters, a time period.
You know, you could have just brought the reference stuff with you. Not that we knew you were going to come today.
And the first part's not wrong. You're our first actual guest, and the second one to ask us out instead of staying on our podcast.
That's correct. But invites or lack of them aside, I'm still on it, aren't I? In my element. History. But the tank you mentioned, when was it constructed?
1970... I don't think we saw the date clearly. But Rich Gloucester was the one who dedicated it.
Which one? Which Rich Gloucester?
The one who knew about Sploo? The
question remains, I'm afraid. Because there were two Rich Gloucesters, Senior and Junior.
You think the Junior's the one who made the tank?
We have a timeline to consider. If this occurred in the early 70s, Rich Gloucester Senior would have been more active. If it was in the late 70s, he would have been more busy thinking things up. Full water system is something he'd come up with.
But what about Junior?
From what we know, but their relationship was mainly an assistive one, which isn't a bad thing.
You think so?
Of course. Hold these. Oof. Marcus Tiro, shorthand secretary to Cicero, created the ampersand. Meriwether Lewis, Alexander Hamilton.
Please don't make the list include Fagelt.
Why not?
Was helping me that much worse than your judicial stint?
Helping on what?
This was back in our studious days. When he was a young canid, and I only saw paper as a ticket to an American road trip. We were the only ones to try for the prize, but we gave the board a history paper on economics to remember. And you enjoyed it.
I'm sure everyone knew the basics already.
If that's all you care about, it can still help you. Now, kids, what are we looking for?
We could call into our listeners, and by the time...
That's not the question.
Oh, right. You said it seemed like Rich Gloucester came up with the idea, but it seems like he did it in the early 70s, when he was a young buck, relatively.
So that'd be an almost 50-year-old tank. I wonder it's so lucky.
That was the pile of standing sewage. Unless they're connected.
If that sewage was somewhat fresh, it couldn't have been there forever. I'm assuming.
Did he come up with the idea himself, or did he have his own focus group?
There's a good question. But Joe, one of these books should be the photographic history of early Sploo, under the big one. Flip through the index. I need to check something. There is a portion in there saying multiples.
No.
Criminy. We need to see photos of Rich with others for the timeline.
There's Gloucester, Rich, his mother, New Orleans, team...
That one.
All right. There's four spread out here. One with what looks like to be his family. Oh, there's one with Splooians, but they're not in Sploo. They all take place in this location?
Perfect. Back on the bike, all.
Didn't leave.
prepped like a good assistant.
Wait, what is it? Are we studying the photos or something?
Once we get to the place they were taken, I've got a tunnel set for the course. It's in the U.S., it's a historical site, and it's on our doorstep. Hold on to those books! Ah! The incline might shoot us out, but we should be good.
For those keeping score, we're out of Mr. Morse's lair of garage and in the open air of a Eastern American forest.
Why? Why do we always end up here?
Welcome to an unofficial heritage site of progress. This was the testing ground for some of Mr. Gloucester's inventions and ideas. Not all, most of that was back in his Pennsylvania home, but this is where he and a few of Splew's first engineers made some mock-ups.
So he could have come up with a system idea here?
What are we trying to figure out again? Why is there a platform with stairs here?
Careful. All the paths and parts and stairs, which I'm trying to qualify as artifacts, are very, very old. Or are they? Let's get that pictorial history book back out. Vigilant!
Over in your seat, darling.
Alright. Now, I'm gonna have to dramatize the photograph so everyone can imagine it for their benefit. All in black and white, by the way.
Just looking at all the space here, maybe he did something in the clearing at the left? That's in a circle. The way we came, what are all those things sticking out of the road?
Unfinished pipes is layman's guess. Figure one depicts a picture with the Gloucester family in a different location than PA. Very rare. You see anything of evidence?
No, just trees.
And the second? With a group of faux canids. That's the circle. Look at the date, 1978. Perhaps too late for us.
What was it for?
Preliminary model of mess hall. Maybe a circle's breaking the trend? Oh, similar to the one he grew up with.
Third picture. Tailored. Is that B.D. Benthorpe, the janitor?
1975. Prototype of roadway leading to undetermined entrance. That sentence seems unfinished. Fourth picture, there's pipes. The matching date. A connection to road seen above.
Interpretation of filtration system in conjunction to the proposed water system.
Wanna look up here?
Vigels, I think we got something.
Does it say commemoration of construction of water system 1975.
Hold on. On the steps, Rich, Claude Sprinkle, later mayor of Lowry, and who's this?
Abby Crane? Chief visualizer.
You found that here?
Speech is on the ground. Send a plaque here.
Well, this is a... Hold on. Keep this little tape for speeches. Well, this is an exciting day. The first step to a connected Splew. To share the same planet, we share the same air, the same soil, and the same water. Today I intend to bring us much closer to that goal than before. To where I am most happy. Past the phase, into the ground, and into life.
So, it was a passion project. 1975. He had a dream. Of this
future that system. Makes me feel bad.
I know one thing that could take it off your mind. Pausing for an announcement from Officer Numero.
Oh, you're back. Officer Numero here. Still here in my borrowed office up here above this Blue Visitor Center. If you remember our last visit, there was an issue with the air conditioning system above me. It is working again, but the rain of debris and assumed property damage due to everything in here that's not mine, due to me trying to fix said issue, cost me around 1 cent. Which is a little humiliating because it's 1 cent. But I have to pay 1 cent. And another bell ring. Not gonna demonstrate. But it all worked out, and thank goodness. So I can stack these files together. Last time you were here, we learned how to make your surroundings submit to you instead of the other way around. That was important, I swear. It's always good to know your limits, though. The goal is to be limitless, I guess, but today's lesson is to know when to ask for assistance. I've seen visitors pass by this office again and again and again, sometimes in the same hour. If you were giving them the benefit of the doubt, you could say that they just like this place? Wonder if you could... Every time I try to fit all these files into this box, they always think it'll be easier for them to go on the side with the opening being horizontal, but you can't see what's inside immediately, and... You probably don't give a whit, but people do. And they're all in this building. They also don't really fit. When I do it vertically, you say? Same problem. My idea is rubber band ties. Get them all hugging. Now, this isn't the same as wandering around a big city. I mean, both are kind of important to the near future. Makes things easier if you succeed. Colors are important. But only in one scenario do you need more than one set of hands. What the heck? Shoot. This is supposed to go on the... Let's run with the idea that your main concern is the city is arriving at a specific location. You might already have a map, a written plan, a memorized plan. You have the tools. But the moment when you need to use those tools, and they confuse you or backfire you to a completely different place. That's right, I'm blaming you. Maybe one at a time. Might not be true for every new place you go. But if you're lost or need assistance, asking for help might save you a lot of trouble in the long run, even if your plan is ridiculously simple. Fun, huh? I know it sounds like I'm doing the same thing over and over, but there's like 15 of these. So, obviously, I'd recommend that. Besides, what are we without human interaction, really? Talking? Helping out your fellow personage? I mean, every day we stay in our ivory towers, confident we can live life in solitary for a lifetime, until less than a millisecond passes and we realize our inherent stupidity in thinking so. And realize that you're the one who put yourself there. You're the keeper of the keys.
Officer Numero to the manager's office.
I don't need your helpful instructions, man! For gosh sakes, I almost had something! Coming, boss. In conclusion, don't be afraid to ask for help. This has been Officer Numero.
Oh gosh. God.
Ding the bell. No, hold on. Maybe this is a good thing. Bye.
And we're back from our jaunt in time. Apologies for running so long.
Or going so far.
This will turn into an Adventure of the Week serial before too long. Does it feel, I don't know, unusual going back into people's histories like that? I know Rich Gloucester's dead and gone, but to help us in the present? That's why we went. Or you went. Salvia might have dragged me out if I didn't.
What are you saying, Fajel?
Maybe it's better not to focus on what happened. The facts will still be there. Everything we need to know will still be there. We can continue with the show past the tidbits. I think we should move on.
I agree.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Right, because what you mean is probably... Mail's here. Finally. And... Another package.
confidential documents enclosed. Washington, D.C. Minerva Potts, official.
Were you expecting that one?
Not this one.
Maybe I should look. It says confidential, so.
Yeah, not look. What is this?
Well, while he's doing that, you've been listening to Fajelt and Flo on the Elephas Hour. Fajelt and Flo was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and music. The song Fajelt and Flo Like So was also performed and composed by Zachary Williams. Until next time, in the studio, this is Fajelt and Flo on the Elephas Hour.
Bye.